Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 27th day of October, Anno Domini 2018, and you, you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 5 minutes after the hour, we are going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose, nothing to lose. Kick off your shoes. Don't get the blues. Here comes the news, and then we'll talk about the generous pledgers. But first, we'll do the news. Not that something like this should really come as a surprise anymore, but chances are that Google and Facebook are either accessing or able to access a flow of data about you, courtesy of your favorite smartphone app. Data about you that you didn't necessarily realize such third-party apps were making available and could be used to build an eerily accurate personal profile about you. That's according to a new study of a little less than a million apps on the U.S. and U.K. Google Play stores that was conducted by researchers from the University of Oxford. Among other findings, their studies revealed how huge numbers of those apps are set up to transfer data to big tech companies. Also, this particular study was done on the Google Play Store, but similar studies have been done on the Apple Store, and this applies to them as well. Also, the study found that 88% of apps could ultimately hand over data to Alphabet, Google's parent company. This put Google top of the list and potential beneficiaries of third-party app data. The researchers' findings included the fact that information shared about users via third-party apps could include details like age, gender, and location. The median app was able to transfer such data to 5 tracker companies, which could then eventually hand off to companies like Google and Amazon and Apple and Facebook. And amongst the worst offenders found as far as tracking apps go were apps aimed at children as well as news apps. The full study goes on to explain how such trackers use mobile applications to link user activity across multiple apps to a single person along with that person's activity on other devices and elsewhere on the web. Among other things, the researchers explain the data collection enables construction of detailed profiles about individuals, which could include inferences about shopping habits, socioeconomic class, or likely political opinions. These profiles can then be used for a variety of purposes, from targeting advertising to credit scoring and targeted political campaign messages. Couple this with another report which found a prevalence of companies that can track you after you've uninstalled apps and hit you. Did you hear what I just said? They can track you even after you've uninstalled an app.
Yeah, the information's still there.
Yep, and hit you with messages encouraging you to re-download them. Thanks to stories like these and others, we keep getting one reminder after another of a kind of private sector surveillance state whose capabilities are getting more robust and less likely, it seems, to be reined in. A Google spokesrobot took issue with the study, now there's a shock, releasing a statement that said the company disagrees with the methodology and findings. The statement goes on to say that the study mischaracterizes ordinary functional services like crash reporting and analytics, as well as how apps share data to deliver those services. Nevertheless, these kinds of tactics are no longer about the collection of data to present users with a customized, tailored, and relevant ad experience. This is about profit maximization at the expense of people's fundamental rights. So our poll of the week at soundbites.org, that is bites with a Y, Francis would like to remind you, is tracking of personal data by third-party apps is getting out of control. Your choices are, I've stopped using most apps, I'm worried about it, I don't care who tracks me, and wait, phones have apps now? So far we've got 26 votes, and I'm worried about it is up top with 11 votes. Now I know you'll have more to say about this, for heaven's sake. So if you scroll down on the right, under Fascinating Stuff, you'll see a link to the forums. The second forum down is the poll discussion. Currently, at least, the first item under poll discussion is 27 October 18. Tracking of personal data by third-party apps is getting out of control, or just is getting out, apparently. you're limited to the number of words you can put in there. And I did not know that when I pasted that in. And then, of course, come back and give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415.
There was another report coming out with Apple's new Safari in Mojave. They're really cutting down on beacons and tracking cookies. They're auto-expiring cookies now in a day rather than forever. And somebody reported that Google stands to lose $1 billion over the next quarter because of the non-tracking of the ads that you won't be able to do now.
Right. Google is in many ways an ad company.
Yeah, which is ironic because the Google search webpage is the one with the least ads on it.
Right.
Well, we don't need ads on our page because we have them on everybody else's.
Because the first three results are always ads.
Yeah.
That's part of it. So you want to be careful. Hey, look, these phones are tracking you. You know your phones track you. You know this for several reasons. Every cop show is about tracking people on their phones. You see relevant ads. You see ads for places you just passed by. You know they're doing this, and most of the time we don't think about it.
And even a non-smartphone, or you don't put any other apps on it, the phone has to know where you are so it can ring.
Right.
So cell phones.
And if you don't think your carrier is selling that data.
Well, there actually was a legal issue that closed the loophole. So, like the cop show, the police will look up cell phone data to see where you were.
Yeah, triangulate you.
Right. And the cell phone companies made that so easy by having a portal for the police to just log in and get all the data all by themselves for a nominal fee. There was a judgment recently that now they have to get a warrant. They can't just log in and grab all the data they want themselves.
Right.
They have to get a warrant now.
And getting a warrant is so difficult.
Yeah. But it does mean that if there's going to be a blip in the cell phone company's revenues.
Right.
Because they're going to have to slow down a little bit before they get the warrants.
Right. But we voluntarily do that. We've said this before, if George Orwell had been told that we voluntarily track ourselves and give all our data to Big Brother, he left himself to death.
I've got a friend that always turns his phone off except when he's using it, which is, I guess, okay for him, but...
Nope, got to take the battery out.
Right, but we can never call him because his phone is off.
Right. All right, let's talk for a couple of minutes about the other most important thing we're doing. We are still on a pledge drive. I want to thank all those who pledged during the week. That would be Joya and Joseph and John, and to get off the J's, to our friend Bodan, Pat, Mark, Joan, Gary, Pat, Adam, Diane, and Brad, Betty, Charles, Rodney, Chester, Edward, Brent, and David from Panama. We have finally had a person.
Yeah.
Who listens to the podcast? Thank you so much, David. You are the wind beneath our wings.
A podcast pleasure. We got his alliteration down.
We got what?
His alliteration down too. It's a podcast pleasure.
Yeah, right.
Pledging from the podcast.
From the podcast from Panama.
From Panama. All right.
That's them. That just
perfect.
Perfect.
It just helps in that the word is getting out. When, we sit here during the week, this one time on a Saturday, taking up these 2 hours and trying to help you folks, and, we plead to you. But once we leave here, it's up and out to the air when Steve gets it up on the podcast, that you folks actually take the initiative to listen to the podcast and then take some action.
Right.
That is to be commendable. Because you know what? You're also saying how much you enjoy this show and want to keep it around. And that's why we do it every Saturday.
That's exactly right.
29 years going, folks. And like I said, other than, if Christmas or New Year's fall on us that particular Saturday, that's the only time we take it off.
Right.
Otherwise, we can be here every Saturday like clockwork from 12 to 2. And... your weekly podcast is also going to be there. It's something you don't even have to think about. It's there.
Steve gets that podcast up usually by Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
So people can get it. And clearly, our friend David from Panama appreciates that, and we appreciate David for becoming a member. Thank you again,
yes,
David.
That means a lot.
It means a lot to us to know that there are people who are willing to help us stay on the air. And that's what this pledge drive is about. It's not ego boost for us. It's not ego boost for the station. We are a publicly funded radio station. Unlike so many others who say that, we don't get government grants. We don't get, you know, we don't get federal grants. We don't get state grants. We don't get local grants. We don't get any of that stuff. We get a little bit.
We don't even get paid.
Right. We get a little bit of underwriting money. And when I say a little bit, I ain't kidding. The vast majority of our operating budget comes from our members. And that's the mm-hmm. way we want it.
Yeah.
We want our members to feel that they are part of this station, that this is their station. And this is how you do it. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, being computer geeks as you are, you can pick up that computer keyboard and go to jazz901.org and pledge securely online. And that you can do 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Scroll down and you'll see some soundbite specific sections of the pledge form. You should definitely use one of those in order to see that we all get the credit for that.
And you get the appropriate prizes.
And you get the appropriate prizes, don't forget.
Gifts.
You can, what?
Gifts, maybe?
Yeah, well,
not
no.
Quite a prize.
No,
gifts? Yeah, it's gifts. A prize. Yeah. Our stuff is prize.
Yeah, yeah.
We're very proud of it. Yeah.
They may not be prizes, but they are prizes. You get a, there's a thumb drive that you can get at the $50 level. There's a mouse pad you can get. We have T-shirts, baseball caps. Of course, you can have one of the regular premiums, like a CD, and so that sort of thing is all available, and you can see most of that on the website. The tote bag is very cool. It's actually not really a tote bag; it's a laptop bag, and it's very nice, very handsome, good looking bag, and. The mouse pad, of course, has the Soundbites logo on it, so you can roll your mouse over us every day, and that would give you a way to open up a conversation with other people. Oh, nice mouse pad! Where'd you get it? Well, I'm a member of Jazz 90.1, and I listen to Soundbites every week. That's a big thing, and we appreciate those of you who have joined us. And I see the phones are not ringing. And nobody's online. We are in the well. No, we have a. Nobody's
calling in with a pledge.
90.1 with a pledge. Yeah, we'll get to Vic in just a minute. But I do want to say that we're in our third week, and we'd love to just end this drive.
More than people listening to this realize.
Yeah, we really would. But we can't do that without your help.
Yep.
And all you have to do to make this drive end is to pick up the phone, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415, or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And among the prizes we have for this, what we hope is the final week of the pledge drive, we have the BOGO sale back on. Normally at the $90.10 level or above, you get the Jazz 90.1 member card. And the Jazz 90.1 member card is amazing, the number of things you can get for it. Well, right now, if you pay, if you join at the $110 level, you get two cards. And we'll talk to Vic in just a minute, back with Dave Enright, Steve Ramina, Francesco, and you 19 minutes after the hour. Soundbites, member-supported Jazz 90.1.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 25 minutes after the hour, we are sound bites. You know, Steve is, we were talking about this earlier, Steve is naturally closer to a bass than any of us. But now, you with this cold?
Yeah.
You're down here, too.
Yeah, I'm a little bit lower.
Before we get to the phones, let me thank Stephen.
Thank all of our listeners.
Who was kind enough to become a member of the station. You can, too. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, the easiest way to do it is to pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And now is the perfect time to do it. Keeps your hands busy while we're talking to Vic from Irondequoit, New York. Hiya, Vic. Thanks for being so patient.
Hi, guys. First, I want to thank you guys for getting rid of that music when you were on hold, because it was very annoying trying to hear you on the radio and then having the music blaring in your phone.
Right,
anyway,
right.
I go on a few chat sites that require Adobe Flash. Now, I understand in 2020 it's going to be bye-bye. Now, what are they going to do? Because you need to use a webcam. What's going to happen then?
What is your browser of choice?
Firefox.
Okay,
I also use Puffin for the chat rooms.
Yeah. Okay. When Flash goes away, your best bet might be Chrome.
Or the website should have 5 years ago switched to HTML5.
Well, right.
Or the new WebRTC.
Oh, okay.
Right. So here's the deal. Chrome for years has been using their own Flash-like product. But if you have a modern website, as Steve said, it doesn't use Flash anymore, or at least there should be a version that doesn't use Flash. So what you need to go is to your various chat places and see if they have replaced it. Now, to be clear, Flash isn't actually going away.
Yes. Well, Adobe said they're going to stop developing it.
Yeah, they're going to stop developing it, and it's already so full of holes that it really...
Swiss cheese.
You don't want to use it.
Well, that's the problem, too, yeah.
Yeah, and rather than fix it, Adobe's just giving it up. But you should be able to talk to the folks who run those chat sites, and they should have switched to any one of a dozen other formats, but... particularly the two Steve mentioned.
And now that there's an official deadline, so it's there's so much inertia on the internet that they don't want to change until they have to.
Right.
Now that there's a deadline, they have to change, but they probably won't until December 2020 when the deadline actually occurs.
Right. But they should be preparing for that now and putting together other technologies that are much more secure and much better.
One of the things you can try is turn off Flash or disable it. And see if the site works. They may have already switched, and you didn't know it yet because you still have Flash installed.
That's true.
Well, okay, see, it doesn't work. I was using the Puffin browser when I'm on my tablets, and the only way to use the Puffin browser and get the webcam is if you make it to desktop view. If you leave it to mobile view, you don't get the cam. So you have to actually switch it to desktop view, which is just, you know, in the option settings. But I'm hoping that they decide to have a plan already in place. I'm pretty sure they haven't brought it out yet.
Yeah, let me ask you a question though. You're on your phone, right?
I'm on the landline right now.
Well, no. When you're in the Puffin browser.
Oh no, I'm on my either a Kindle tablet or the Samsung tablet.
Right, and I don't believe either one of those has Flash.
They don't. No.
So,
but the only way, it's weird because when I use the Puffin browser, I have to switch it to desktop view on the Kindles, and also when I use Chrome on the Kindles, the same thing. You have to switch it to desktop view, which is no big deal. Of course, on the regular desktop, everything works, no problem.
Right.
But I'm primarily on the tablets.
Yeah.
Well, what it sounds like is that they've actually gotten rid of Flash and are using something else, because if you're using an Android phone, you don't have Flash.
Right.
Oh. Okay.
Well, they stopped supporting Flash in 2012. So.
Yeah, they stopped supporting it. Doesn't really mean you don't have it, I suppose.
You could have a 6-year-old version that's buggy as heck.
Right. Yeah. As Steve suggested, try turning off Flash entirely, either on your phone or your desktop, and see what happens when you log in.
Okay. Yeah, most of.
As soon as I hang up with you guys, I'm going to try it and see.
Yeah, let us know.
Most of the browsers switched last year or so to asking to load remote content or load those plugins. So you can tell your browser. So basically, you go to the website says, hey, do you got Flash? And your browser says, no. And the browser says, okay, I'll use HTML5.
Right.
And so you set your browser to say you don't have a technology or to always ask if something wants to use it. Because that was one of the first ways people started blocking ads is by turning Flash off. There were so many Flash-based ads that you turn Flash off, the ad doesn't run. Or it shows you a static image rather than the animation that was so annoying.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, thank you very much for your help.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, Adobe Flash was a great idea back in the beginning because
20-odd years ago,
20 plus years ago, because it was the way you got animation on the web. There just weren't any other choices.
It was a step up from animated GIFs.
GIFs. but yes, it was. It was a step up from the animated GIFs, and it actually gave you the ability to do video. In fact, in the early days, YouTube translated everything to Flash, but they gave that up a number of years ago to use, I believe, WebM they're using now. And the reality is that Flash was great until the bad guys started playing with it. And Adobe just never got their act together in terms of making sure that was a secure protocol for the web. And so many, many, many attacks came through Flash. And so Adobe eventually just got tired of taking the hit, you know?
And it got so common to have to update Flash every couple of days that the bad guys figured that out and now put out fake Flash updates. So you get these notices that Flash needs to be updated, and you're so used to having to do it, you just install it without thinking, and now it's a malicious program in your computer.
Right. And so Adobe has finally thrown in the towel. They're giving up on Flash entirely.
You remember when they were going to only do quarterly updates?
Yeah.
I think that lasted a week.
Yeah, and then went back to the hourly updates, I think. Flash is out of development and is being completely deprecated in 2020. So if you're using Flash now, certainly don't develop anything new in Flash. Just don't do it. And I know that hurts all the people who for many, many decades were Flash developers.
Yeah, but everything else, everything's got to move forward and change.
Yeah. If you're going to be a WebM developer or an HTML5 developer, then you can do all the same things that you're doing in Flash, only you now do them in a more secure and certainly more modern and, in fact, way more lightweight protocol than Adobe Flash ever was.
YouTube switched to HTML5 in 2007.
Yep.
I didn't realize it was that long ago.
Yes, you're old.
So it's been 10 years we've been trying to kill Flash.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's finally going to die. We're, after 13 years,
enough is enough.
It hasn't lasted quite as long as Michael Myers, but it's pretty good. And we'll see what happens in 2020, how many people start to scream, oh my God, Flash went away, what happened? Well, yeah, it's been 13 years in the making.
Flash is dead.
There it goes. Flash is dead, long live HTML5 and WebM and all those other things. All right, back to the phones. Our next caller is Andy from Greece, New York. Hi, Andy, what's up?
Hi, guys. Hope Dave's feeling better soon, and I'm sure he does too.
Yes.
Question. Mm-hmm. We had something popped up, and I'm just looking at it. My wife says, why did this happen? And I have no idea, so I'll ask you guys. She was out looking for a pair of winter boots for my oldest granddaughter. Made the rounds of the different sites just as he said, went on sale and whatnot. And
she was online?
Online.
Yeah.
Through her laptop.
Sure.
Looked at a whole bunch of them, but she looked at Macy's and then she looked at DSW and then a whole bunch of others.
Yeah.
Didn't log in, didn't buy anything, nothing.
Yeah.
Talk to my daughter-in-law, and they're noodling it out as to where they want to go and so forth and so on. 2 days later, she gets an ad on her Facebook account from DSW saying, these are now on sale.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the exact pair of boots she looked at and everything else. She looks at me and says, I didn't give them my Facebook account. I didn't even give them my email. How would they know to send me this ad? Or was it just coinkydink?
It's certainly not impossible that it was coinkydink. The reality is that she may have seen that ad a half a dozen times before and simply not paid any attention to it because she wasn't looking for that stuff. And now that she sees it again after she's actually looking for it, it registers. However, it is also quite likely that, as I said in the opening news article, all of these companies are sharing data now. And you are not private on the internet. Just give up that idea entirely. There is a unique, your computer is unique. Okay. The hardware and software that you have on your machine combines to create a unique footprint. And over time, they have linked that unique footprint to the unique footprint on your tablet, the unique footprint on your phone, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so when you are on one, they link that through all the others. So they know that you, or in this case, your wife, has logged on to Facebook. Let's show her the ad for the thing she was looking at on her phone because they're all linked.
And also, virtually every page you go to has a Facebook like button, Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, whatever, usually all dozens of them. And so the fact that she looked at that website got flagged by the Facebook like button. Even if you don't click the button, it knows you went to that website.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then sends those ads to my son was looking for an old beater car for the winter, sent me a link from Facebook Marketplace on a Jeep he was looking at. Now my Facebook feed is filled with ads for Jeeps.
Yeah.
I didn't go look at it, but he sent me the link.
There's also the fact that if you bought the thing, why do I keep seeing ads for it?
Especially if it's at a lower price.
What got my wife was that she had been looking on her laptop through Windows at the sites. The ad showed up on her phone through Facebook.
Yeah, like we said, those are all linked together.
Yeah,
it's
all tied together.
Right. Facebook account.
It's linked to her personal profile that they've built up, and part of that profile is all the devices she uses.
And one of the things you can do to almost maybe kind of think about helping that is when you're done using Facebook, instead of just closing the window, log out, because then that session cookie gets expired, hopefully. But what we're seeing is, as part of Nick's news story, is that the companies are still tracking you even after you log out.
Yep. One of the ways I've mitigated that myself is I have never put a Facebook anything, Messenger, Facebook itself, any of that stuff, on my phone, ever. And so it's harder, at least, to associate me with that phone. In addition, I use a separate browser only for Facebook, and so it can't jump cookies.
Right. And if you try to use private browsing all the time, that can also help little bit. But nothing's going to stop that.
Right.
So we kind of assume it's going to happen. And as Nick said, I wish there was a button that said, I already bought that. Stop showing me that ad.
Right.
Well, because the whole point is they want to show you relevant ads. Well, that ad's not relevant anymore. I bought it.
Yeah, we had picked up a couple. I guess you
got to
go.
Sorry, Andy. Thanks for calling. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. 39 minutes after the hour. Soundbites, member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More Soundbites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 43 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And we would like to thank a generous anonymous donor for his and or her pledge. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. We are, of course, in week three of a pledge drive. We're happy to shut down this pledge drive. We just have to reach our goal, mm-hmm. which we haven't done yet, but we could.
We're getting closer.
If you would all call in. We know that barely 10% of the people who listen to the show actually pledge. It's just under 10%, and we don't understand why that is. 90% of you don't mind freeloading, but we'd love to have you step up and be members of the Jazz 90.1 family. It's really easy to do. All you have to do is call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And for that, of course, I'm speaking directly to those of you who download the podcast. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of you who download this podcast every week. We had one person, David in Panama, who was kind enough to become a member. What about the rest of you? Step up. It's real easy to do. Jazz901.org. Click the link and join. And if you do it today, by the way, whether you call us or you do it online, if you join at the $110 level, you not only get normally $90.10 level or above, you get the Jazz 90.1 member card. And I'll talk about that more in a moment. But today, if you join at the $110 level or above, you get two membership cards. This way you don't have to fight with your significant other.
Or give it as a way to some friends so they can join you and go out to dinners together. You know?
Yep. Here's the beautiful thing about the Jazz 90.1 member card. You get either buy one, get one, or money off many, many restaurants, many, many boutiques and shops and stores.
Wineries.
And whatevers and all like that. And so wineries, a lot of wineries. So if you're one of those people who does the tours, trust me, you will make back the money you spent.
Easily.
That you pledged. You will make back that money easily.
And have a great time.
And have a great time. Now, the interesting thing is for those of you who are snowbirds, and you leave Rochester for the winter and go somewhere else, you can go on the site and get to the actual membership card, because it's a nationwide card, and tell them I'm a member of Jazz 90.1, Rochester, New York, but I'm moving to such and so, let's say Miami, for the winter. They will send you a Miami card. So it's not like you lose out, you gain.
Yeah. When you come back, you continue using the Rochester card.
That's exactly right. And if you have two cards, then everybody wins. So all you have to do to get that card is call up or log in and make the pledge. If you're local, 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299. If you're not local, 1-800-790-0415. And all those of you on listening to the podcast who have never donated, Jazz901.org will get you there, and you can pledge.
And one thing to just make it clear, folks, for you folks, you know, with the stuff going on the web, going to our website, jazz901.org, and filling out that pledge form, all that information is secure. We'll guarantee it. We do not resell it, reuse it, or anything else. It is maybe we'll write down your address so we can, you know, send you your gift. That's right. About it.
Right.
Otherwise, that information we get rid of because, right, you know, we don't want to be responsible for any data getting out. So, you know, your data is never reused, so it's safe and secure. So don't worry about that part either.
So when we do ask you for your address again and you say it's on file from last year, it may not be.
No, because we don't keep it.
Yeah.
Also, don't forget, you can become a Jazz-O-Matic member. And what that is for a contribution of at least $10 a month, you can become a Jazz-O-Matic member. And what that means is we will then automatically deduct from the account you give us, with, of course, your permission, we will automatically deduct that amount every month for as many months as you say. So you can say, oh, I want this for 24 months or 12 months or 36 months or 15 months or 18 months. We don't care what the number is. But you say that, and we will then automatically deduct that amount every month until it's done, and then we will stop doing it. You don't even have to think about it again. It's not like one of those deals where you get 90 days free and then you're automatically enrolled after that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the way that works with us. So becoming a Jazz-O-Matic member is an easy and quite painless way to pledge a significant amount of money to this station without taking the bite all at once. And so please... please consider becoming a member. Please help us to reach our goal. We'd really, honestly, we'd really love to stay on the air. But, and I know it sounds, you know, gloom and doom and a load of eyewash, but the reality is this station doesn't stay on the air if we don't reach our goals. It's that simple. There's no super fund sitting around waiting to give us money. There's no government grant sitting in a vault somewhere waiting to throw shovel cash at us.
Yeah.
There's no Scrooge McDuck diving through his money waiting to hand us cash. The reality is, without you, we don't exist. It is that simple. We've only had two people call so far this show, Stephen and Anonymous, and you should join them. It really only takes a couple of minutes of your time. It's real easy to do. 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
There was an episode of Family Guy where Peter decided to dive into a bucket full of gold coins like Scrooge McDuck does.
Yeah.
Realizes that they're pretty solid.
Yeah.
And hurts himself really bad.
Yeah. You can, at the very least, bruise up considerably.
Yeah.
I did that trying to dive into a snowbank once when I was a kid and didn't realize it was only a snowbank because the plow had pushed it all there and, and solidified it.
Oh.
I had a headache for an hour.
That's some solid, that can be some solid ice.
Yeah, well packed.
Yeah. But yeah, so it's easy to become a member. And of course, there are membership levels. As we said, they go from $35 on up, even $1,000 or more if you want. And no amount is going to be turned away. If we've had people who have pledged $5 and $10, and we are as grateful for those as we are for the people who pledge in the hundreds.
Every dollar gets us that much closer.
Every dollar counts
to the goal. Our goal.
Right. And it's the act of pledging. It's the act of actually sending us money that touches us, not the amount of the money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like I said, there are levels that you can join at. And if you join at the $90 and 10 cent level or above, you get the membership card. And if you join at the $110 level and above, you get two cards today. And you know, there are levels, but think about this. If you pledged the $250 level, that's $4.81 a week. That's less than a cup of coffee. I think we're worth a cup of coffee. I do.
I think
clearly
so.
There are a lot of you who do not, and I don't know why you're still listening. But for those of you who are still listening, who feel that we are worth a cup of coffee, call up and make a pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. I had a discussion with Rob Linton, the station manager, about the fact that often by this third week,
mm-hmm.
I am yelling at people. I am berating them. And he said, you need to be more upbeat. And I said, I don't think that's going to work. So this is me being upbeat, and it's clearly not working. So we need you.
We have to teach Grasshopper.
We have to teach the Grasshopper. We need you to pick up that phone and make a call. What in the heck are you waiting for? Pick up the phone and make the call. You know this show is worthwhile to you. You listen every week. You enjoy it. You get information. You get knowledge. You get news. You get laughs. How is that not worth a few bucks to you? I don't get it. Pick up the phone. Make the call. 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And if you don't like to talk to a human being, you misogynist so-and-so, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Make the call. pick up your keyboard, make the pledge. We need your. We don't want to do this next week. We want to be done, and the only way we're done is if you call and make that pledge. Stop sitting on your thumbs.
Yeah, I mean,
ouch.
And you know what I mean by that.
Uh-huh. Ooh, you wash your hands.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, seriously, folks, you know, we come here, like I said, 52 weeks out of the year. We're here every Saturday taking your questions. And as Nick abruptly told me, we're not getting paid for it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's true. I'm glad you were sitting when I told you that.
I know it. I almost fell off my chair here. But, you know, it's okay because all three of us, we enjoy helping you folks. And one of our mottos has been, since I think the day we came on the airs, is, you know, you can call in with your question. And the only dumb question is the one you don't ask. And we have encouraged folks as very complicated or as very simple. We don't care. We'll take your question on and answer it to the best of our ability. And we don't make people feel stupid or anything else. Matter of fact, sometimes we have a lot of fun with it.
Right.
And some of the higher educated people we've had even more fun with. And when they sit there and call in and say, well, I'm calling for a friend, wink, wink, wink. You know, right. It's like, yeah, right. But that's what you tune in for, folks. Is the humor and the fun, because Rob lets us get away with it and help you folks out and provide all this information. And he only asks us twice a year to have you folks say, yeah, I really do enjoy those guys and what they do for the community as far as providing the service and everything. And we've had plenty of folks, and I know anybody that's listened for any length of time sits there and says, yeah, we find you very amusing. We'll turn it on just for the entertainment. Well, that's great. I'm glad we can do that. Because that's why the three of us have lasted this long and, you know, keep doing it.
Right.
So, you know, please pick up the phones and give us a call. Or, like I said, keep Rob busy. Go to our website and pledge securely there.
Right. I have to admit, I love when people come up and say, oh, I listen to your show all the time. And I'm tempted to say, are you a member? Because statistically, 90% of them will not be members. Yeah. Just over 90% of them will not be members. And I get it. Everybody likes to get something for free, but there ain't no such thing as a free lunch. I think we all know that. And so we need you to call and keep us on the air. It's simple. It's so easy to do. Just call up and make a pledge. Any amount. Any amount is fine. Well, yes, if you can afford it. And as we know, some of my friends keep telling me over and over again, the economy has gotten significantly better. So why not spread the wealth a little bit and give us a call? 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415 or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Pick up the phone, make the call.
Make it happen. Like I said, I'd love to show up next Saturday and say, yep, it's done.
If everybody who listened to this show called up and made a pledge in $35 level, everybody who listens to this show, we'd be done with this pledge drive.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty simple. It's a pretty obvious thing. So what's keeping us begging? You. You're the one who's keeping us begging.
Or you know what else gets me, too, is when we go down to the jazz tent during the jazz festival.
Yep.
You know, that folks are sitting there, you know, and saying, I love your show. Love what you guys do. And if everybody there would just, you know, take the time to drop some money or give us a call right now. If they love it that much, then fine. Call up and support us.
That's exactly right. And at this point, somebody just called and then hung up again. I'm not sure what that was about. Apparently they thought we were the sex line. I'm not sure. But
it's your voice.
It's my voice. It's my voice.
You Hello. Said you were going for that bass look.
Thanks for calling Jazz 90.1.
You too could be.
But no.
I can't do that.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah. You'll choke to death on your own phlegm. Steve can do it. But yeah, we're... That music tells us that it's another hour gone and another missed opportunity for you to become a member. But you haven't missed it for two reasons. First, we're going to be back for a whole nother hour of this nonsense. And two, you can pledge securely online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at jazz901.org. And in fact, why don't you take this golden opportunity to do it while we take this break? And when we come back, I'll announce the many, many names of people who have pledged during that amount of time online. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Dave Enright, with Steve Ray, with me, Nick Francesco, and with you. It is 59 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the longest-running computer show in the known universe. Holy crow, it's Soundbites right here on the Truly Great. And truly grateful to you that we can be member-supported Jazz 90.1. See you on the other side.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
WGMC Greece Rochester, a public service of the Greece Central School District, Jazz 90.1.
On Twitter at 901Jazz.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And in 5 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. I'd like to thank Jim from Pennsylvania for his donation. Thank you so much, Jim. I hope you're nowhere near today's shooting. Please stay safe. And we have Tom on the line from Brighton, New York. Hiya, Tom. What's up?
Brighton, not Boyton.
From where?
It sounded like you said Boyton. It's Brighton.
Yeah, sorry. Not sure quite what I said.
He's a Rochester Italian. He's got that accent.
Yeah. It could be my head cold. Maybe I'm hearing you. Yeah.
Join the crowd.
Yeah. I'm a returning member, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much.
Last year, procrastination is a deadly disease.
It really is. And everybody else out there, listen to Tom. Stop procrastinating. Do it now while I'm talking to Tom. Go ahead, Tom.
So I've got a problem with my iPhone. It worked fine just until recently, and now I don't know why. You know, I took a trip recently overseas and came back, and sporadically and unpredictably, when I try to use the text, text to message, the keyboard will switch to something that looks sort of like German or has various letters with accent marks on them, and then it'll switch right back to pure English letters again.
You may have accidentally turned on an extra keyboard.
This has happened like 5 or 6 or 7 times over the past 2 weeks, I'd say. And even when I'm not touching it, it just does it.
I would start by going into the settings. Was it settings, general keyboards?
Yeah.
And make sure you just have the English keyboard on.
Right.
And make sure you only have the English keyboard on.
Yeah, nothing else is highlighted.
Right.
Yeah.
It does leave the options to turn the other ones on. Yeah, maybe I should just eliminate them.
Yeah. I've got the emoji keyboard turned on, and it will accidentally switch into emoji now and then.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So maybe if you just delete the others,
you'll
be better off.
It's also possible that if you're typing into an existing message thread and it sees accented characters, it may try to bring up the keyboard with those accents in it?
Right.
There's no one I know who's sending me those messages, so. But I'll try with you. I'll just eliminate the options for the other languages. Maybe that'll work out.
Yeah, if you don't need them, first, just get them out of your way. And secondly, they're taking up space in your phone.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good.
All right, excellent. Let us know.
See you. Bye.
Thanks. Yeah, it's a... Of course, nowadays you can buy phones with 10 gig in them and everything else. But for those of us who have older phones with minimal usage, we've learned to pare down what we need. I certainly don't need any language but English. I'm an American. We only speak English because we're not bright enough.
And louder.
And louder. Right. If you don't understand us, we just shout louder. We don't actually learn another language. I've removed all the other languages from... my phone, which saved a little bit of space, which is always a good thing.
Yeah.
Particularly
even if you've got a ton of space, you know, why add all that extra stuff that you don't use or need anyhow?
Right. And talking about stealing your information and your data, Windows 10 security woes appear to continue, with a bug apparently found in the code for UWP, Universal Windows Platform apps, the ones that you get from the Microsoft Store, that could allow hackers to access your hard drive and steal your data without you knowing. What's particularly worrying about this bug is that Microsoft has been extolling the security virtues of using UWP apps in Windows 10, as opposed to regular programs and applications, due to them being run separately from the rest of the operating system, run in a kind of a sandbox. While UWP apps should run in what's known as sandbox mode, so that they don't have access to your files and folders, the Broad File System Access API allows apps to access your hard drive and files. In legitimate apps, this is necessary if it needs to be able to open, edit, and save files to your PC, such as with an image editing app. When an app uses the API and makes use of this feature, a window is supposed to appear, alerting users and asking for their permission. However, the recently discovered bug means this doesn't happen. So users don't get asked for permission or alerted to the access, and the apps are granted full system access by default. As you can imagine, this is a bit of a security breach.
Isn't that special?
It is that. The good news is that Microsoft has apparently fixed this problem with the Windows 10 October 2018 update. Stop, you're going to hack up a lung. Yeah, he is too. Look at him. So if you haven't already installed this, then now is
that
the time to
funny.
Do so. Yeah, especially if you use a lot of Windows 10 UWP apps. While this fix is welcome, the existence of the bug is a blow to the security claims that Microsoft has made about Windows 10 apps downloaded from the Windows Store. While it's not clear whether any malicious apps that exploit the bug have been added to the store, Microsoft has been criticized in the past for its lax approach to supervising the Windows Store compared to Apple and Google and their respective app stores. So, our question to you, do you use a lot of apps from the Microsoft Store? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, toll free 1-800-790-0415.
That's humorous.
Yeah. Look, everybody's got an app store nowadays because app stores are
That's the thing. Are
convenient. They're easy. It's much easier to click on a link in an app store and have it automatically installed than it is to have to find the app online, download the app, yada, 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 right? So, yeah, it's always a much better deal if you can use an app store. The problem is now you're at the mercy of whoever runs that app store. Apple and Google are exceptionally good at getting rid of the cruft and junk in their app stores. Nobody's perfect. Neither Apple nor Google is perfect at it, but they're very good at it. And Microsoft is not. It's too bad. If you've been using the app store, you may find that you have unwanted guests in your system, and that's too bad. And we would very much like to thank Lynn for that generous donation. Thank you so much, Lynn. We very much appreciate it. You folks need to realize that it is time for you to join Lynn and Jim and the anonymous donor and Stephen and all the people, including David from Panama, who were kind enough to pledge during the week. It is time for us to end this pledge drive. And the only way we do that is if you make that call like Bert did. Thank you, Bert, for your generous donation. We very much appreciate it. It is only going to happen if you pick up the phone and make the call. The number is real simple to remember, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. However you do it, you can pledge in any amount from a dollar on up. We do have pledge levels starting at $35. And if you pledge at the $90.10 level, you get the member card. If you pledge today at the $110 level, you get two cards, which is great. But we, you know, any amount works. Any amount is appreciated. We need you to make that call and make that pledge. It's very easy to do. You can also become a Jazz-O-Matic member, which is great, because if you're a Jazz-O-Matic member, you can give a lot more without a bite. Right, because what we do is we for a minimum pledge of $10, can be any amount from $10 on up, and we then take that money monthly out of your account, which means that you give a significant amount without any one single large bite, and we very much would appreciate that. That's a lovely thing, and to that we would like to also thank Richard. Okay. For his generous donation. Thank you so much, Richard. We very much appreciate that. We are looking forward to all of you joining Stephen and Anonymous and Jim and Lynn and Bert and Richard and Brent and David from Panama and Edward and Chester and Rodney and Charles and Betty and Diane and Brad and Adam and Pat and Gary and Joan and Mark and Pat and Bodan and John and Joseph and Joya, all of whom pledged this week, all of whom became members of this station, all of whom understood that this station only exists with your support. We are member supported. We say that all the time, but it may not sink in as to what that means. It means that if you don't support us, we shut down. It's that simple. And we need you to pick up the phone or pick up your keyboard and make that pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. It takes less than 2 minutes of your time, even if you're a slow typist. And it helps keep the station on the air. And now, once you've done that, instead of being annoyed that we're still droning on about it, you can feel smug and good to know that you are part of the solution and not part of the problem.
And if you call and the line is busy, just please hang on. There's only three of us here.
Yeah, call
and we
back.
Can only do so much. So one at a time, and we will get to you. So just be patient. If you do call in and you get a busy signal, please just
be patient, be understanding, yeah. Or pledge online. There's no busy signal online. At pledge online at jazz901.org, and it will give you a faster in than waiting to get on the line, because there just aren't a lot of us. And we're kind of all doing double duty here, and so we're very happy to announce that Tom has become a member. Thank you so much, Tom. We very much appreciate it. We want to thank you for your donation. It's very generous, and we're very pleased. Thank you so much. And I don't know if this is the same Tom.
Yeah.
It is the same Tom. We're now talking. Well, how come this is Rochester and that one says Greece?
Mailing address is Rochester.
Okay, if you say so.
Physical location is Greece.
Our next caller is Tom, who's clearly himself one step ahead of the law, saying he's from Greece, New York, right now. Hiya, Tom. What's up?
I got a question. You were talking about this smartphone thing. Last week as well, like a Google phone. You said, well, I got this Google phone, one of you guys did.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have any apps on it. You put them in yourself.
Yeah.
So here's the question, because I just got a smartphone, and I'm not really smart. I'm kind of a caveman, like Steve would say, and I turn off my phone. But anyways, the question is, so I got this smartphone over, and they started it for me.
Yeah.
And I got like 43 apps on this thing.
Yep, that's what happens. Here's the deal, Tom. When Google created Android, they made it very simple, very plain, No extra apps, just the operating system.
Yeah, there's a phone app and a contacts app and
web browser.
That's
basic,
about it.
Very basic stuff. Just enough to make it useful, and now we're done. And then they hand it off to a manufacturer who gets it and puts it on their phone. Okay, Tom, can you stay on the line?
Sure.
Sadly, we got to take a quick break, but we'll come back and go through the saga of the phones in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, Tom, who says he's from Greece, New York, and you, 19 minutes after the hour. Soundbites, member-supported Jazz 90.1.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more soundbites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 24 minutes after the hour, we have Tom from Greece on the line. So, Tom, the stuff that you've got on your phone is called bloatware. And the way it works is this. When Google makes Android, they, as Steve said, they put a very few apps on it. Something so you can make phone calls. Something so you can save phone numbers. Web browser. That's about it. And then they pass that on to the manufacturer, to the manufacturers of the phone. Now, the manufacturers of the phone are making their money by selling the phone. But guess what? They can make more money because other companies pay them to put apps on that phone.
Yeah.
So they load a bunch of apps. Then it goes to the carrier, and the carrier adds apps to the phone. So by the time you get it, there's 40 or 50 apps on that phone, and none of which you're ever intending to use.
And some of them overlap. We had a caller a few weeks ago that the Android Messages app was that she couldn't tell if it was that one or the Verizon Messages app.
Message Plus.
Yeah. And Samsung has their own message app, and it goes on and on and on. So there's very little you can do because most of those... most of that bloatware you cannot remove.
Unless you buy a Google phone.
Unless you buy a Google phone.
Because I remember you talking about that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Now, you can, in some phones, disable those apps and hide them, but you can't take them off the phone, so they're still taking up space in your phone.
They're still using data, if you will.
No, they're still using memory. They're taking up space inside the phone.
Yeah, so if you've got a 64 gig, say, phone, okay, those apps are still taking up part of that 64 gig.
Yeah, and so
because they won't let you take them off.
Because if you've got a lower-end phone where you only have 8 gig or 10 gig or, you know, 8 gig, 16 whatever, gig, whatever, you've now got easily half or three quarters of that memory taken up by apps that you don't want and you can't get rid of.
Okay.
Google Google currently makes the Pixel phone series, Pixel, Pixel 2, Pixel 3. You see where that's leading. And those phones have nothing on them but the straight Google experience. Everything else you want, you have to load in.
And that's what I had to do. I've got the original Google Pixel phone XL. And I don't think I would go to any other phone now. Because I am so spoiled that when I got this phone, I was shocked. Because, you know, I've had right up to the old brick phones, you know, and when the first phones came out, you know, and they're putting all this other bloatware on it, I kept saying, you know, like Nick was saying, you try to hide this, try to hide that, but it's still taking up space. The Google phone, the Pixel, had nothing. I had to put anything and everything that I wanted on it.
Right.
I love it.
All right, well, here's a dumb question. When you got that phone, it worked as a phone, right?
Yeah.
Without the apps.
Yeah,
right.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, no.
So if you get the phone, you get a messaging app, you get a contacts app. So you can make a phone call, you can send and receive text messages, and you can have a phone book. You're done, basically. Well, and then the web browser. I think there's a web browser.
Well,
and then you're done.
Yeah, basically what it had me do when I first turned it on, of course, I had to sign into my Google account. And that brought down all my phone, you know, all my contacts that were up there that I stored up on the cloud. It brought those down automatically. So when I looked at it and it was done, there it was. I mean, I just had all my contacts. I could start making phone calls. Nothing else was on it. No, you know, I had to turn on the web browser to, you know, start that up. But, you know, I added Chrome.
So it's the old story. You pay
you pay for what you get.
Mm-hmm.
And you get what you pay for.
And that, and
by what you pay for, yeah.
Yeah. And by adding all that extra middleware, it's sometimes called, it makes the phones cheaper. Because someone else is paying for bits of here and bits in there, so you don't have to pay as much as the end.
Right.
In the end. But it does mean, you know, you have to do more work for yourself.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good. Thanks for your help.
Yep. Thank you. And we also got a text message from Jack in Goshen, New York, land of Goshen. Why does iTunes take so long to load? He said it takes a while before it becomes musical, which I like. Steve?
Well, it's, why does iTunes is a vastly longer question.
Or just why iTunes?
Why iTunes? Well, yeah, see, iTunes started out managing music, and then Apple started doing TV shows, or would manage your TV shows. And then they started doing movies, and then they started doing apps. They've taken the apps out now, and the apps are done separately. But then they were syncing.
Podcasts.
Podcasts. They would sync to phones before phones got internet services built in. So iTunes has grown over the decades to be this massively bloated software, so it does tend to run a little slower. So, you know, one of the tricks is just don't quit. Then you don't have to wait for it to open again.
Right.
Yeah.
Or depending on how much RAM you have in your computer, he said he had a large library. If you've only got 4 gigs of RAM or less, that could easily help by upgrading RAM or upgrading to a solid state drive.
Which is faster.
From a spinning drive, makes the drive faster so it can load that faster. You can even get an external solid state drive, which is a bit cheaper than trying to replace the drive inside your computer, and then put your iTunes library on that drive. In fact, a lot of people, especially on laptops, will put their iTunes library on an external drive so it doesn't take up all the space on their internal drive. And if you get an external solid state drive, it can load it all that much faster as well.
Right.
But we keep hoping they're going to split things out, and they have. iTunes used to do books, and now that's split out into its own app. It used to manage the apps on your phone, but now that's split out to the app store on the phone. So we're wondering what's going to happen. There's a lot of rumors that Apple is working on a television channel, basically. Hollywood people have said that they're doing these TV shows for Apple. Apple hasn't announced it yet, but you can't stop people from touting what shows they're working on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. So is that TV show going to come out into iTunes? Are they going to split out and have a different TV app? They've done that on the Apple TV set-top box. There's a TV app that will combine all of your other TV channel apps into a single app, so we're wondering what's going to happen there. Some of this might get answered next week with the Apple event happening on the 30th. We're expecting a update to the iPads and possibly the laptops and the Mac, basically everything that will get updates for this year.
Yeah, he's saying he just texted in again. He's got an 8 gig RAM external hard drive.
Yeah, so 8 gigs is okay. You know, it's one of those things where more is always better.
Well, it also depends on whether it's a spinning drive or a solid state.
Yeah, and if it's USB 2 or USB 3 or Thunderbolt.
Speed of the machine.
Speed of the drive, yeah. So some people have broken up their iTunes library into separate libraries. A lot of people will split off classical music and you know other music, so different genres you can have different libraries in. That does make it a little more tedious to have to open the specific library you want each time, but you can have multiple libraries if you want. And then some people have gone to cloud-only music so that they don't have any music stored on their device. It's all in the cloud. But then you got to make sure you have a continuous internet connection. And if you're doing it on a phone, it's going to use some of your data to play.
Yeah,
it
says it's a spinning drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a... You know,
and then it depends on is it USB 1, USB 2, USB 3?
Yeah.
As to how fast your... it can move data in and out.
Yeah. So if it's an older Mac with FireWire, then that would be faster than USB. Or if it's a newer Mac with Thunderbolt, that would be faster than USB 2.
Yeah. So those are all things that can... Excuse me. Those are all things that can influence how fast iTunes starts up. Let me tell you a little bit about a thing I bought this week. I have been using Google Home. And I very much like it. And there's a Best Buy, as you know, has their own brand, their in-store brand called Insignia. And Insignia has the Insignia Voice smart Bluetooth speaker and alarm clock with Google Assistant. And it's a 6-inch high black thing with the clock in the front and like that. And it's $100. And I'll be honest with you, I personally don't believe it's worth $100. But it's on sale this week for $20.
Oh.
So I bought two.
Yeah.
I honestly think it's well worth $20.
Yeah.
And I set one up in my bathroom. So now I don't have to be standing in the shower and think, forgot to turn on the radio.
Just yell to it.
Just yell to it. Hey, Google, play whatever, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So, and it's a very nice, it's a very nice device. It's got a slower processor. So while at home, I can use the trigger phrase, which is the word hey, followed by the name of the company that makes the assistant.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say it so it doesn't set off everybody's like calling it Alaska. I'll just call this, yo mate. So at home I can say, yo mate, what's the temperature?
Mm-hmm.
With this thing, I have to say, yo mate, what's the temperature? See that there's a slight hesitation in there while it wakes up. For a device that's worth that I paid $20 for, I can wait that quarter of a second.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty good deal. They're still on sale right now. They ship for about $7, or of course you can pick it up at the store directly. For $20, I thought it was worth it, and I bought two of them. Like I said, I put one in the bathroom, and now my wife has to make a decision whether it becomes our new alarm clock or it goes down in the living room for when she spends much of the day down there. So that's her choice and her decision.
Yeah, I was just saying, you're a wise man in stating it that way.
And I'm perfectly prepared to go out and buy yet one more so that she can have it in both places.
You do what you have to do.
That's right.
You know?
But I thought that was a pretty good deal. Yeah, exactly, exactly. And there's a slightly better version for $25. Well, they say it's a slightly. I don't know what the difference is, honestly.
How much? Yeah, what?
There doesn't seem to be any difference. I don't know. Anyway, you can pay $25 or $20 and essentially, apparently, get exactly the same thing. I don't know. I have no idea. But it's a pretty cool little device, and I was kind of impressed by it. It's our deal of the day, as it were. I thought I'd...
What's that other one? There's another ad that's going on TV, and two people are FaceTiming, and the brother calls the sister and wishes her a happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, because,
And says, what'd you get me? And he goes over and finds his plant, and it's half dead. Yeah. And he goes... She goes, it's half dead. He goes, yeah, just like you.
Yeah, right, exactly. everybody's got a... those are the smart devices that also have video. Amazon has one, Google has one, Facebook has one. Yeah, I really want Facebook watching me do stuff on top of everything else they're doing these days.
Facebook had that one they intended you to put in your bedroom so it can comment on your outfit every morning.
Yeah.
Yes, I want a video camera in my bedroom.
Right. Controlled by Facebook, no less.
Yeah, and have somebody hack
that'll
it.
That'll happen.
Well, actually, no, it doesn't need to be hacked. Facebook wants you to upload nude pictures of yourself so they can filter them out of other services.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, we'd like to thank Timothy for his generous donation. Thank you so much, Timothy. We've had a number of people today who have been kind and generous enough to pledge and become members of the station, to desperately hope that we can end this pledge drive this week and go back to just the normal nonsense that we do without adding this to it. It's real simple to do. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And of course, the easiest way to do it is to pledge securely online at jazz901.org. No busy signals. You don't have to talk to a human being. It all works out much, much better. So you can do that. You can become a member for any amount of money. We're certainly not going to turn you away if what you can afford is less than one of our membership levels. But if you do join at a membership level, let us suggest the $110 level for today, because we have a BOGO going on. Buy one, get one.
Mm-hmm.
Normally at the $90.10 level or above, you get the Jazz 90.1 member card. But today, if you pledge at the $110 level, you get two member cards. And the member card gives you buy one, get one, or reduced prices at restaurants and wineries and shops all over the area. What's really nice is that this is a nationwide thing. So if you move to another place for a few months a year or permanently, you can get online at the membership card company, and they will send you a member card for that area. You lose nothing if you move. And let us not forget the Chasmatic membership. If you pledge $10 or more per month, it can be automatically deducted from your account and there in your checking account or your bank account. And so, it's a less painful bite all at once, but gives us a decent amount of money. We're going to take a quick break, back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Munich Francesco, and you. 39 minutes after the hour, Soundbites, member supported Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More Soundbites is next on member supported Jazz 90.1. Computer problems? Get answers from the experts. Soundbites, noon to two Saturdays, only on Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And Steve Ray is taking a pledge. We're very excited about that. At 44 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And yes, we're in the middle of a pledge drive. We still have about 15 minutes. We are closing in on $1,000 for the day, but we can't do that without your help. And if you want us to get over the top, then you need to make that call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can pledge securely online all week long at jazz901.org, and we would very much like to get over the top today. We've got about 15 minutes to do it, but we can't do it if you don't make that pledge. It's easiest, of course, to pledge online, but you can also give us a call, as Kathy did. Thank you very much, Kathy. We very much appreciate that. And I don't know what you're pointing at, but I'll tell you now. Okay. And so thank you very much. I'm sorry about that. And we're very happy that there's plenty of time left to make that call, make that pledge, and kick us over that $1,000 mark. We'd very much like that. That's up to you. All you have to do is make that call, make that pledge, 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415, or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. While you're doing that, we'll read another news story here. This is actually a nice story. I could bring about more bugs and
another chemical one.
More of this and that. No. This
Microsoft?
Is kind of nice. Microsoft
Comedy Hour.
No, this is a very nice thing from Apple.
Okay.
When you buy an Apple product, one of the things you don't get anymore with any product, not just Apple, you don't get a user manual. Hi, how are you? A user manual. To get a user manual, you can, for Apple products, you can go to Apple support website or look for its iPhone user guide in Apple Books. Today, Apple just made available an updated version of the iPhone user guide, including new features from iOS 12.1. The user guide can be obtained for free on the Apple Bookstore. This updated guide includes references to new features of iOS 12.1, such as dual SIM support, group FaceTime, and the ability to adjust the depth of portrait mode pictures in the camera app. Group FaceTime was previously announced as a feature of iOS 12, but Apple delayed its release as it wasn't quite ready for the initial build of iOS 12. Instead, Apple has promised that it would ship in a future software date, which, of course, we now know is iOS 12.1.
But 12.1 hasn't shipped yet, but the user's guide has now been updated for it when it does ship.
Right. The inclusion of group FaceTime in this updated user guide indicates that the feature will, in fact, be shipping with iOS 12.1. Group FaceTime does have some limitations, however, including the fact that FaceTime itself is not available on all regions, and that all devices, specifically iPhone 5S, iPhone 6, iPhone 6 Plus, will only support group FaceTime audio calls only. Another area highlighted in the updated user's guide is Apple Music. It mentions the app is getting new features. We just spoke about this. New features such as updated artist pages, daily top 100 songs around the world, and search by lyrics. iOS 12.1 will most likely be released to all users next week, presumably after the Tuesday Apple event. So does anybody even read, anybody except the gurus, read user manuals anymore? Give us a call. 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415.
Well, I think that was the main thing. You know, like you said, a lot of folks never even broke the plastic.
Yeah, exactly.
On a user manual.
And that's probably why a lot of companies stopped including manuals.
Yeah, right. And just put it online. One, it's cheaper. They can update it easier. And if you've got a particular problem, say, or you're trying to look, instead of looking through, you know, 300 pages of something to find your one specific question, you can easily put your question in. It'll take you to that section. You can print off that group of pages that you can have it now in your hands to right. solve the issue that you want.
Right. We find many people, many years ago when I worked at a bank, we bought everybody a legitimate, because we're a bank, we bought everybody a legitimate copy of Microsoft Office and discovered that many of them never, ever took the shrink wrap off the manuals. But they would call us up for things. I truly, literally took to saying, well, if you open up the manual to page 5, you will find the answer to that question.
Huh?
Well, I don't know where the manual
RTFM.
Is.
RTFM.
And if they said, I don't know where the manual is, I would say, then are you sure you have a legitimate copy? I cannot help you if you don't have a legitimate copy.
Ooh.
Oh, I got the manual right here. Okay, let's turn to page 5. 5.
We had companies would some of our customers would have every manual and box and software on each person's desk where it would get lost.
Right.
Some people would put everybody's software in one cabinet centrally right. located, so the IT people knew where it was,
mm-hmm.
which made it easy when people switched around their offices, because
it didn't get lost.
Didn't
and
get
that
lost.
Was that was a wise move. I mean, a number of companies we worked with would have a storage room, and all the software was right on one wall.
Especially since most of the software licenses were keyed to a one computer. So if you needed to reinstall that computer, you had to install the same license code again.
Right.
There was one company, and I commended them. You know, like you said, everybody had their own, set of
manuals.
Thank you. Brain fart. But what this one company did is they took one set of the manuals for like Word, PowerPoint, and the spreadsheets, and they had that sitting down on this other shelf. And what people would do is put little tabs or that on different notes.
Nice.
Good to idea. Help other people, you know, if they were having a problem about saying setting up a column or something else, how to do this or that.
Right.
They put these other little notes and tag it so people could go to that one.
Yep. That's very nice.
I thought that was a great idea, you know, and it was just a collaboration of all these folks that were working in this office. And they were, without knowing it, feeding each other all this great information.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
All right, people, we're just a few minutes left in this show, and we're still shy of $1,000. You need to make that call. You need to make that pledge, whether you do it online or on the phone. If it's phone, it's 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Remember, there are certainly levels, and if you pledge at the $110 level or above, you get two of the great member cards. But there's no wrong amount. You can pledge at whatever amount you can afford. That's the point here. The point is to become a member. And also, of course, we have Jazz-O-Matic, where you pledge $10 or more every month for a whatever number of months that you decide, and that money will then get automatically deducted from your bank account, and we will then have the ability to spread that payment out, and the bite is less on any given month, but you give a decent amount of money to the station. I think we're going to fall short. We're going to fall short of that $1,000. I feel bad about that. I expected better. Didn't get it. That's pretty obvious. But at any rate, we want to thank everybody who did call in this week. The people who called in during the week, Joya, Joseph, John, Bodan, Pat, Mark, Joan, Gary, Pat, Adam, Diane, and Brad, Betty, Charles, Rodney, Chester, Edward, David from Panama. Panama!
Internationally acclaimed soundbites.
Internationally acclaimed soundbites. Guy from Panama and Brent called in ahead of time. And today, Stephen, Anonymous, Jim, Lynn, Bert, Richard, Tom, Timothy, David, and Kathy all called in. And we want to thank each and every one of them for their generous donations. You folks have done us proud, and yeah, we fell short today, and oh well. But I mostly am feeling the need to berate those of you listening on the podcast. Why haven't you called in? Why do you download this show and listen every week if it's not important to you? If it is important to you, put your money where your mouth is. Give us a call. Make that pledge online for those of you who are downloading the podcast. It's jazz901.org. It takes less than 2 minutes of your time, for Pete's sake. Everybody's got 2 minutes. You're listening to this for 2 hours. You can find 2 minutes to actually make the pledge. And so all of you should do that, whether you call in, whether you do it online. It takes less than 2 minutes out of your life, and you've been listening to this show for 2 hours. You certainly should be able to find a couple of minutes to become a member. Does look like we didn't make $1,000, but we want to thank everybody who brought us as close as they did. And the rest of you, we're done for another week. I want to thank Dave Enright. I want to thank Steve Ray. I'm Nick Francesco. I want to thank everybody who was so kind and so generous to make a pledge this week. Don't go away. George is coming in to play the best German music you'll hear all week. Michael's here to keep him on the straight and narrow. We will be back next week, again, with Dave Enright, with Steve Ray, with me, Nick Francesco, and with you. It is 55 minutes after the hour, and you've just spent 2 hours of your life listening to the longest-running computer show in the known universe. It's Soundbites, right here on the truly great and truly member-supported Jazz 90.1. And thanks to all our members who support us all year long, and we will see you in just 166 hours.